This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/sbfvgs. Welcome to Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 128. You're listening to the number one video game podcast on the internet that features my best friends. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Redding. Joining me is Mike, the Platinum Pavarotti Lopez.
Pavarotti, my goodness.
Sing it, Mike. Sing of your platinums.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I can't wait. You should have warned me. I would have wrote something for you. Next time.
You can't improv sing?
Just sing something in Italian. Real quick.
Oh, that sounds racist.
That's racist.
Seems insensitive.
No. Pavarotti, he sings opera.
No, I know he does, but I don't know Italian.
Oh.
You want me to sing the gobbledygook?
You'd be singing like a spice in the bowl.
Yeah, it would be.
There you go. It would be so bad. It would be very insensitive.
I think everyone would be offended.
I think so. And that other voice you're hearing is David Margaritaville Tate.
It's summertime, and what do you do in the summertime but drink margaritas? And so I've been drinking some margaritas lately.
David, I think you've been wasting away in Margaritaville.
I don't know enough about how the song goes to continue with this joke. I just know that Margaritaville is a thing, and it's a place. Like, there's restaurants.
And I've been there.
And
I went to Jimmy's place.
It's a machine that can make margaritas, too, I think.
Oh, heaven.
I've seen a Margaritaville machine. So, I don't know. I've been having a good time. And thank you for that introduction, Adam Judgmental Redding.
Is that like Judge Dredd, but just like the crazy version?
Yeah, he's mental.
Like stupid.
He is mental.
He's completely mental.
He's totally mental. He's completely mental.
That's for our British listeners.
Across the pond.
They're so impressed right now with how authentic I think our British accents are. That we should probably keep this going for 3 to 4 more minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, is Peter Molyneux here? Because he's British.
Peter Molyneux.
There he is.
That's me, Peter Molyneux. I'm going to change the whole world for my next game. We'll all be living in space.
I have a really serious question for you, Peter Molyneux. You got it? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Why couldn't we pet the dog in Fable 2?
Because he was an interdimensional dog, you see. You can't just pet an interdimensional dog. Get with it.
I understand.
Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover Podcast comes to you every fortnight, with each of us coming to the table to discuss one burning topic from the world of gaming. I can't believe we didn't even make it through the intro before it went completely off the rails.
This is going to be a good episode. I can tell. I can already tell.
All right, but first, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What are you playing at?
Me. I have my list out and everything. I'm ready
to go.
Go
for it.
I have to Google a thing. all right. So I'm very excited because in the last fortnight, I purchased an Oculus Rift S.
Oh, did you now?
I did. It's very good. It's
that's awesome. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
So it's double the resolution of the PSVR.
Impossible.
10 frames per second less than the PSVR, though. So it's 80 frames per second. But I can proudly declare I do not see the difference between 80 frames per second and 90 frames per second.
Oh, I certainly do. I couldn't live without those extra 10 frames myself.
So fewer frames, not so big a deal. Is that what I'm hearing, David?
It's not a bit. Well, 10 fewer is not a big deal.
Okay.
Especially when you get up past 60.
So like, it's like 50 versus 60 is like not a big deal.
Well, I mean, the British standard of television was 50 frames per second and the American was 60, I believe. So,
yeah, 60 FPS, America number one.
So anyway, so I've been playing many games because of this. I've played Beat Saber now.
Beat Saber's cool.
Oh, it's so good.
It's
so
amazing. Good. It's amazing. I bought Skyrim again.
Of course you did.
How many times?
Oh my gosh.
David, confessional time. How many times have you bought Skyrim?
I think last time we settled on 5, so now it's, or 4, so now it's 5.
That's enough times to have an intervention, David.
Also, the Oculus Rift S is not $300, it's $400. So that's a correction from last episode as well.
Okay.
All right. So all of those things said. Also, yes, By Grace is in the chat, and he asked if I played that Darth Vader game, and yes, I did. The entire first episode of Vader Immortal, which was designed by ILM,
ooh,
which is a visual effects studio, but now they're making VR stuff, which is very interesting.
Like it. Oh, cool.
It was amazing. Like, coming face-to-face with Darth Vader for the first time in my life, he's, like, really, he's huge. He's, like,
oh, man.
He's just gigantic and intimidating. Oh, yeah.
Like, when I felt that way when Mike and I did the Void,
yeah,
down at Downtown Disney, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you see Darth Vader's like coming at you with a lightsaber. It's like,
whoa,
it's intimidating.
He comes at you with a, wow.
It's pretty sweet. It's very intimidating because he's ginormous.
Yeah.
So
he's so much bigger than he looks on the TV screen. So that was my favorite thing so far that I've played VR. But also, I played Valve's The Lab, which is like a collection of mini games that back when the Oculus Vive, or not the Oculus, the HTC Vive first came out, they made a little collection of mini games for that. Really, really cool. There's like a portal thing where GLaDOS like lifts down into your face. And that was pretty another character that was way larger than I thought that she was.
Yeah, I think the scale, when you're in VR, the scale, it just feels so much like, I mean, even though it might be the exact same size model like that you see on your TV, but when it's right up in your face, it just feels so much huge.
Yeah, well, because you are the character, so you like have a real sense of like of scale, like because you're standing there. And also By Grace is in the chat and he asks, can you capture the video? The answer is yes, I can.
Oh, very cool.
So I want to do a playthrough of Vader Immortal on Twitch at some point. I just don't know when I'm going to have time for that, but I want it. Because there's so many people that can't play because it's especially that one. It's an Oculus exclusive. So I want to do a stream of that one. I don't know when yet. And then also I've been playing a VR game called Lone Echo.
Ooh.
Which is another Oculus exclusive that I didn't know about. But it's made by Ready at Dawn. The Order 1886 people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty long, too. It's longer than I was expecting. Like, I had a whole day off last week, and I played it all day. And I didn't beat it. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And then finally, let's see, is that everything? Yeah. I've been playing No Man's Sky, which just released new update.
Yeah,
it's really
so
good.
You'll have the high end impressions. I'll have the low end.
Yeah, I've been playing it on PC and also I've been playing on an Oculus Rift S. I will say, first of all, what they've done to that game is incredible. They've optimized the goodness out of it on PC. Like, back when the game first came out, I would be getting like 40-ish frames per second, you know, at 1440p. I usually had to like drop it down to 1080p to get like higher consistent frame rates. But now it runs higher than 60 frames per second in 1440p, no problem at all. It's amazing. Like, I started over again from the beginning. They've completely reworked the intro. They haven't completely reworked it this time. Now they've just kind of like streamlined it. And I'm just loving it. I'm just loving getting sucked back into the game again. I'll have to set up my PSVR at some point and try it out on there because I've heard that the Oculus Rift S version the PC VR is kind of messed up right now. There's some bugs they need to like work out, but the PSVR version is actually like really well done and it's good to go. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I felt like the
we'll transition to what you're playing at.
I'm playing. So I also played some PSVR No Man's Sky. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I felt like as far as the integration of it, it's very, very good. But I'm playing on the base day one PS4. And it's looking pretty haggard on that machine in VR. Like, because it already was, you know, kind of a more plain-ish game. But then now you're rendering it twice and at, you know, probably double or more of the frame, or three times the frame rate or whatever. So there are definitely a lot of graphical artifacts, a lot of like pop-in and low textures. But I got to say, even so, it was still super awesome to play in VR.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it in VR. Like, I like that game anyway, but I just never put a ton of time into it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I basically started up my save that was only maybe a couple hours in.
Oh, okay.
But just did it in VR, and I played it probably about an hour last night right before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I would have played it probably all night if I didn't have to get up for work this morning. I was like into it. It was awesome, especially when you get into the cockpit.
Yeah.
And you know, you jet off of a planet.
That's
and, like,
the best part.
The best part is, yeah, being in the ship and like doing a barrel roll. It's like, oh,
yeah. You know, oh my gosh.
It's like, if anyone who just has a PSVR and just got Wipeout for free, and if you haven't tried it, get in there, do that, because it's a similar feeling, right? You're like in the cockpit and you're blasting off, and it's just like, it's so, so awesome in VR. So yeah, really, really having a good time with that. I definitely want to play more in the VR. I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. And then Titanfall 2. I jumped into that.
Yeah.
Finally. Yeah. Well, so I had played a ton of Titanfall 2 when I first got it. But I basically only played multiplayer because I was always putting it on when we had company. And so we would just like switch off, you know?
Oh, that's interesting.
And me and my brother-in-law, we would just switch off, play some online matches and had a great time with it. But, I think I just got distracted by other stuff and I never jumped into the campaign until like this last week. So,
I hear the campaign's amazing. I've only played like the first hour of it though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've played probably 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
And, really, really like it. It's so good.
Nice.
I've heard it's kind of a shorter campaign, maybe like 6-7 hours.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's kind of why it falls where it does on my backlog list. As you know, I'm doing Dave Ramsey style backlog. The backlog snowball, shortest to longest. So sorry, Witcher 3. You gotta wait.
Someday, maybe 2021, you'll get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I kind of already figured I think I have some time because I think I'm going to wait on Cyberpunk until it's on PS5.
Mm.
Just because I don't want to buy it and then play like the version that's like barely running on the current gen. And then the amazeballs version comes out like 6 months later.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is.
All you got to do, Adam, is get a PC. You'll get the amazeballs version right away.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to install drivers and stuff, dude.
That's
Come
the
on.
Worst.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Every time, it's funny because I work in technology, in the IT mm-hmm. business. And so it's like to get home and sit down and start, okay, I'm going to play a game now, and then have to troubleshoot anything. It is just beyond, it's like more than I can stand. Yeah. So, yeah, that's why. Like, if it's not perfectly perfect, then I'm out. You know? So
that's kind of why. That's funny. That's a big difference between you and me, actually. I mean, my job is basically problem solving all day. So, like, when a problem on my computer arises, I'm like, all right, I'm fixing this right now. You know, I get out my screwdriver and I start tinkering. Ashley in the chat says madness. I think she's referring to the fact that you're going to wait on Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
And I agree. I feel like this is one of those statements that's going to come back and then Cyberpunk comes out and you're like, I thought I was going to wait, but I couldn't wait.
Yeah, I was like, I will put money on that, on this future that Adam does not wait. He will say, you know, waiting, I know it's the right thing to do, but
waiting's for fools. It's for stupid people. Yeah. It's possible. Yeah. So
anyway,
is that playing the Titanfall 2, mm-hmm. No Man's Sky. And of course, now let's talk about Pokemon Go for 10 minutes.
Oh, please. No. Yes.
Yeah. So no. Mike and I have
it's the
been
hottest game in the market.
How?
Basically, every time we go on lunch, we're like, all right, so we'll go out and get some pizza or something. And mm-hmm. like all the way there, all the way back. And maybe we stop off and take a gym down. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Who's to say what happens?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's a good time. Ooh. We don't need to talk about it, though.
Isaac the Panda in the chat says more like Pokemon No.
Oh, but he's playing it too. He's a hypocrite.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. And I'm on to you, Isaac.
Wow, you called him out in front of all of our listeners too. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, Pokemon Go. Now, if anyone who is playing, I will say this, last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mike showed me earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to get that sweet, sweet fish to evolve into a super dragon.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Magikarp?
Yes, Magikarp. Okay. See, this is the problem because I don't know anything about Pokemon. Uh-huh.
No, me either. And I'm not going to learn just because I'm playing this game.
Yeah.
How many giant fish are there? I don't know. But there's this one.
There's this floppy fish.
I'm using that guy.
Who's like everyone's buddy until they get like 400 candies. So anyway. But yeah, so there's a big fat fish event coming up. So you can hopefully get
big
lots of fish.
Event. Wow.
And then get your fish dragon.
What a great game.
It is. It's very fun.
It's pretty cool.
Actually, I've played it so much now that I feel very guilty that I never gave them any money at all.
Mm. Yeah.
So maybe I'll buy something. Give them $5.
What a
who
guy.
Knows?
What a guy.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
I really feel like the Pokemon company's hard up for money, Adam.
Yeah, they are. They're just scraping by.
If only someone would buy their games, you know?
All right. It is time. Oh, no, Mike.
Mike.
I'm sorry. Mm. I figured all you're playing is Pokemon. We covered that.
It's basically that. No. I'm not playing much else besides that, to be honest, though.
Yeah,
it's been a busy couple of weeks. So whenever I can steal a minute, I'm still playing Divinity 2, which is just the coolest game. It just turns all my nerd knobs to 11.
Ooh, sounds painful. Yeah.
I'm so glad you finished that sentence.
It's very painful.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And then besides that, I just got Forbidden Island, which is a tabletop game, cooperative. That's really fun. I really enjoy tabletop games that are like everybody wins or nobody wins type of thing. Like you have to play together. Those are always like my favorite ones. So I won't bother going too deep into that. It's not like it's a hidden treasure. It's like on like the top like 10 games or whatever of Amazon. So go look it up. It's super cool. And it's like $15. So
sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing.
All right.
Wow,
all right.
Really
so
short.
It is time for the news. That was a rock and roll version.
It was.
I don't know if you've ever heard that.
I mean,
you might have earned a little reverb on that one.
Ooh. Oh yeah, Mike, please, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah,
Mike the editor,
or maybe
give
some
it
maybe,
take it
maybe
away.
a little bit of delay, you know? It'll be great. Oh man, speaking of butt rock, I heard the greatest thing on Alan.
Hey, on best
on
segue
Alan
I've
podcast.
Ever heard, by the way. But, yeah.
Okay, you know Alan Epley from Shiner. We
of
all
course.
We
everyone
all know
knows. Yeah.
Right. Everyone knows. He's got a new podcast called TGS or Third Gear Scratch. It's named after a Shiner song.
Okay.
And it's about musicians who are like have been scraping by for like 25 years, like tending bar and doing odd jobs so they can keep touring and making records. And it's a fascinating podcast. So anyway, but he was talking about speaking of butt rock, he was talking about how like all that 80s like hair metal stuff is like fast food. But like sometimes there's some really good fast food.
Yeah.
he's like, Guns N' Roses. That's like good fast. That's like In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
I thought that was hilarious. Anyway, check that show out.
Okay,
a little
sure.
plug. Little plug for
plug.
old Epsy. So
good old Epsy.
Good old Epsy. So time for the news, as we said.
Oh yeah, what happened this Fortnite?
Nothing at all.
Actually, it did speed up a bit. It was brutal the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
A couple episodes, there's like nothing going on. We're like scraping the bottom. But yeah, let's see. Oh, this one's kind of great. Well, okay, this one's terrible. And then we'll get to the kind of great one. So the terrible one is E3 Expo leaks the personal information of over 2,000 journalists.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently some of the Handsome Phantom people were part of
our friends
that?
Over there. Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, now I know where you guys live.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'll be over soon.
That's terrifying. Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
So anyway. but yeah, that sucks. That sucks for, especially, people who are like really, really big and have maybe some psychos out there who want to find them.
Like Adam.
Know? Like, not me. I wasn't on there.
Okay. No, like you're one of those creepers out there that wants to.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, people like me.
Yes, people like you.
Yeah, but I can't imagine. So, because a lot of people, you know, like Mike and I were talking about this the other day. A lot of the big journalists, it's just probably the office address.
Oh, that's
a big
true.
Deal.
Yeah.
But a lot of the smaller websites or people who freelance for larger websites who maybe been on the list, that's probably their home address that's out there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
People, I heard weird, creepy stuff of people like texting journalists, like pictures of their houses and stuff.
Why?
Like, hey, I know where you live.
Why?
You know, just
why? Why are people so weird?
People are real weird.
People are so weird.
I'm not a fan of these, you know, people.
People are the worst.
I have a distaste. Oh, man. So this one's funny. Speaking of people being really weird and crazy, a PlayStation 4 was destroyed to protest the Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild clone.
So weird.
Did you guys hear about this little story?
I did, yeah.
A little bit. I'm not super familiar with it.
Okay, so there's huge gaming fest, game show went on in China just over this past weekend, I believe. China Joy 2019.
Okay.
It's like E3. And Sony showed off a trailer of a game called Genshin Impact.
Okay.
And while it has like much more heavily anime-ish looking character designs, the world itself looks like they basically took Breath of the Wild and threw their own characters in.
Oh, that's
but,
really
like,
interesting.
Took all the game systems and like the menus and the general look, the cel shaded look of everything, and they just threw their own characters
in.
Wow,
that's crazy.
It is pretty. I mean, it looks gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, but
it looks awesome.
It also looks just like Zelda.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
because Breath of the Wild
the
is
fire.
Awesome. So.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's nuts. Check it out. Check out the Genshin Impact trailer if you haven't seen it.
It cracks me up because at least like Epic Games had like the good graces to make Fortnite look different than PUBG, right?
And it added mechanics. It added building and stuff. So this is shameless.
It's really like on the money.
Is this game coming to America too?
But anyway, yeah, so it's funny because a fan who was very, very upset that they ripped off Breath of the Wild so badly decided to publicly smash his PS4 in protest.
He really showed them.
I know, that's the problem. It's like
he promptly Sony's went to the store to buy a new PS4 because still gotta play the next game, you know?
Still gotta play Last of Us 2, you know?
For sure. Yeah.
What are you gonna not play it? Just play this game? I don't know. So crazy stuff.
Let's see.
Oh, I liked this one. This is a fun one. This comes from Top Newsman.
I like
Ultimate
fun.
Kills.
Top Newsman.
Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony are set to require loot box odds disclosure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This comes by way of Polygon.com. Essentially in the thumbnail images, of course, from
Overwatch,
Battlefront 2.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is a really good step because, you know, I think it's probably a little dumb. All the like banning loot boxes and things like that. Like some people like the surprise of a loot box.
Yeah.
Like
sure.
as long as the game mechanics aren't crippled by it. Right.
Yeah,
that's what
I've
people
been known
hate.
To purchase a loot box or two in my time.
Yeah. A few.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if it's a free to play game and you really love it.
Yeah.
And you
want exactly.
to toss them some money. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I think this is another good example, right, of the gaming industry kind of taking some matters into their own hands and dealing with things.
Yeah, self-regulating a bit.
Yeah, in kind of a clever way, like to do with the ESRB. I think this is the right move.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you know, it. Also there are, it's important to note, there are already some countries that require that to happen. So I believe South Korea requires the odds of loot box, like what you're going to get in the loot box to be like public information.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So this is kind of like, since they already have to do it legally to release those games in those countries, they might as well just require it, you know, from every developer. So
yeah,
makes sense.
So this is kind of cool. Hello Games is interested in No Man's Sky on the Switch. David, would you buy it a third time?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I am also interested in No Man's Sky on the Switch because now that they've done all this optimization, I bet it could run. So
yeah,
why not?
And it only has to run at 720, you know?
Yeah. And it would be fine.
No big whoop.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea and they should do it. So that's all I got to say about that.
All right.
I like it. This is kind of cool. Nintendo hints at SNES games on the Switch with an FCC filing for a Super Nintendo wireless controller for the Switch.
Well, because when they announced NES games on the Nintendo Switch, they also released that little controller, that wireless controller for it. So Oh, fingers crossed. Please.
Yeah.
Please, Nintendo. I want them.
Sounds cool.
I want them.
Yeah, I think it's got to happen sooner or
it's
later, right?
Happen.
I
mean,
absolutely.
This SNES Classic has been out for so long now. You know, like, if people wanted one of those, they would have gotten it. So now there's been plenty of time, so now you can start putting the games on the Switch. It's not going to eat into your... They even discontinued the SNES Classic, so it's time. It's time, Nintendo. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is kind of cool. I believe it's GameStop that's offering ridiculously high trade-in value for the Switch, for the original Switch. So... if you're kind of doing the math, you could trade in your day one Switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And upgrade to the new Switch that has, you know, probably double or more of battery life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you can do so for only about $75 extra over and above your current Switch. So that probably works well if you have all your games physical, pretty much. I don't know how easy it is to transfer Switches yet.
I believe you can do it via Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So have you?
Well, not if you sell one to GameStop.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, unless they have install.
Well, you can't do that. You can't do that if you want to keep your data. That's the bottom
You're
line.
Like, hey, I brought a router in and a hotspot.
Yeah, that's oof. That's a ooh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, that about wraps up the news.
You mean the news?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That's what I was after.
I thought you meant that.
All right. It is time for Mike Struggles to read the tweets.
Oh, my favorite part. I love this
part. It's my favorite, too.
Yeah.
My favorite,
Please
too.
Please struggle.
Everyone's favorite.
Yeah. Especially Mike's.
Yeah. First up was from Josh Bailey and said, it's state fair season. Which makes the better deep fried dish?
There he goes.
Pizza, burrito, or taco?
Is now, this like a Mary Hug Kill?
You know, in a way, more of a ranking, though. But here's an interesting caveat to this, because one of these things already exists as a real food. It's called chimichanga.
Indeed.
Oh. So
chimichangas, look them up, people.
If you don't have those where you live, it is a deep fried burrito. It's like fair food you can buy in a restaurant. It's insane.
Oh, I've
that
had
it exists,
that before.
But it does.
Yeah.
You can get them at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just microwave them up if you want to be real gross.
You want to be
just the worst. Don't do that.
I mean, I've done it. I'm not looking down on anyone.
Yeah.
I'll eat anything that has beans in there.
I'm just very disappointed that what is it? Twinkies, deep fried Twinkies aren't on this list.
Yeah, deep fried pro tip, deep fried peanut butter and jelly.
Ooh,
the nectar of the gods.
That's pretty good. Deep fried Reese's is pretty good too.
Oh,
I've never had it.
Peanut buttery center to it. Ooh. But I think in this case, right, these are three staples of the podcast food family.
Oh yeah, I guess
indeed. Indeed.
And to me, it's an interesting question because these already exist in tiers. The chimichanga is the fried burrito. It's a real thing you can get right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The taco is already half fried. That shell, usually get a nice corn shell fried up.
I bet if you go to Taco Bell, they'll fry you up a taco.
They probably will. And they probably have made that in the past, and they cover it in like Cheetos dust or something.
I bet if you go I bet if you go to Pizza Hut, they'll fry you up some pizza.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they have a fryer.
Or maybe
there,
they
but,
don't.
Yeah. You know.
Well, you know, some you know, the restaurant, the dine-in Pizza Huts,
they might
they had fried chicken and mojo potatoes.
Oh,
so they probably did have fryers.
That's so true. The mojo. Oh, I forgot about the mojo potatoes.
How could you forget? I could eat those all day.
Oh, they were so good. We used to go there when I was a kid and do the buffet. You know.
Oh
man. Wow. First place in Miss Pac-Man.
Oh man.
With greasy fingers.
Mm. Oh man,
the
those
slipperiest Pac-Man machine of all time.
That man, it was it really drained the quarters from you because your hands would not stay on at all.
I love it. That's amazing.
Where were we?
Mike's struggling to read.
We're supposed to rank those, but
pizza.
I mean,
pizza's the best one.
I feel like life has already done that for us.
Pizza's the best one.
Life has done it. It's burritos because that's the one that that people tried and go, that's delicious.
Yeah.
Let's sell that for real in stores.
Yeah,
in stores that's and not true. Just at the fair. Yeah,
not just at the fair. Yeah, so, I think it's got to be the chimichanga.
It's good chimichanga, right?
Except I say pizza.
That would be a mess.
A delicious mess.
You'd have to calzone that pizza first.
Basically, wait, calzones.
Calzones are
still,
baked.
That's
so.
Not deep fried. That's baked. Still baked.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
How embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for you. NTFTT Pod wrote in and said, what is the most ridiculous video game crossover you would like to see?
Now, are we talking about a video game that crosses over into something else, or any property that becomes a ridiculous video game?
It's sort of a vague question.
Like,
so,
Avoid the Noid had a video game. That's like, I feel like that's a video game crossover.
You remember the 7-Ups? The 7-Up Cool Spot?
Oh, yeah. Cool Spot. That game was actually pretty good.
The Noid also had a video game.
Yeah, he did. That I was referencing
that. What was it called?
Yo Noid? Is that right?
Was it called Yo Noid?
I think so.
Someone Google it.
The part of the show where we cool things. Yeah, it's called Yo Noid, and it was made by Capcom.
Oh man, it was a crazy time.
What a crazy time.
90s were a crazy time.
So
was that 90s? I think so.
It had to have been.
Okay, but what crossover do we want to see though?
Besides just those kind of crossovers, just today, the August 15th, Sun High Legend, who like does these amazing like gameplay gifs on Twitter, just posted a mashup today he made of God of War and oh gosh, what's the robot dinosaur game called? I'm losing my mind.
Horizon Zero.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Thank you. he mashed up those two properties together, and it looked super cool.
Nice.
I would love
Isn't
to see that.
Suni? I thought it was Suni Legend.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's text only. I've never heard the dude speak, so.
Let's check here. Hold on. Stand by.
It's very important.
Part of the show where we Google things.
So important.
No, you're right. Sun High. Is it Japanese?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's on Twitter.
Is any of this important?
It's not. Why are we stopping?
This is very... Stop the show! Google things.
I have to know how to pronounce this stranger's name.
I must.
All right.
So let me think. Crossover. Man, this is a tough question. I feel like... I mean, I'm like 10 years too late on this, but I feel like Lost could have been a pretty interesting...
Didn't they make a Lost game?
Well, it's not good now. Like, I want a good one. I don't know. This is tough. This is so hard. You know what?
Well, you can think as long as you want. We can edit out at least 10 minutes of us pondering.
But what about the people watching the stream?
I'm sorry, they'll
understand. Okay, so let's just give it 2 seconds for a clean cut. And... Okay, so we've just come back. David made like 15 margaritas while he was trying to think of that game.
Now.
And now he's got it. So David, your game mashup is?
Super Margarita Maker.
I like it.
It's branded by Margaritaville.
All right, here's
all
mine.
You needed was a little margarita break.
Yep.
All right, so this is inspired by my little dude here, the Atom Bomb. Garbage Pail Kid.
Wait, it's all reflecty.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah.
That's okay. The audio people can't see it anyway.
It's fine. It's great.
Yeah. That's all right. So that's the Atom Bomb Garbage Pail Kid. If you're a child of the 80s, then you know.
Oh, I am familiar with the Garbage Pail Kids. Yeah.
Yeah, they nasty.
They're just the best.
They are.
There was like a booger one that was like based on Trump, wasn't there? Like way back in the 80s, though.
Yeah, it was very prescient.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
So anyway, but yeah, I think I'd like a kind of Pokemon Go style Garbage Pail Kid game where you are gathering up all of the kids to be in your army of Garbage Pail Kids, and you form a really gross, disgusting army that you can battle against other armies. There you go.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you want nasty Pokemon.
Saucy ones, you know.
That would be pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
And then we have a community question, but I wonder if that's better brought up in the topic.
Oh.
Yeah, why don't we do our money making and then we'll jump into it.
Let's do okay. it. Let's shake our money makers.
All right. Shaking this moneymaker. Patreon time. It is, of course, in 2019. As you know, we're well into it, right? Mm-hmm. We're well into it. You guys should know the drill by now. But $1 gets you early access to episodes, typically 1 to 3 days ahead of the street date. If you're an audio-only listener, that's a tremendous value because you're not in the live stream. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're waiting until Monday?
It's as close as a live stream as you can be by having the episode early.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame to have to wait till Monday, mm-hmm. you know? All this timely news we're cracking out, you know?
Have to wait while we edit out, you know, 10-minute breaks in the, you know, the recording.
Yeah, for David's margarita.
Yeah.
Think of it this way, right? You could watch us stream live for free. Or instead of waiting, gosh, just days and days later to get the episode, you could just pay $1 measly and not have to look at our faces.
Oh,
and I think that's a dollar well spent.
I feel like we're unattractive enough to make it worthwhile.
That's like extortion. If hey, do you not want to look at our faces? Pay us a dollar.
So, of course, $2 a month will get you access to our Patreon exclusive minisodes, mm-hmm. Which are typically, you know, 15, 20 minutes long, sometimes 45. Who knows? They're not very many, but they are always
a good time.
Some kind of topic on, you know, movies or TV or ghosts.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the one thing
dating
we,
advice.
The only time we talk about video games is when we do like a spoiler cast. Everything else, we try to keep it like other than video games just because you hear us talk about video games, you know, an hour every fortnight. So we thought it'd mm-hmm. be fun to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, and the $5 tier gives you the right to call the shots, as it were,
mm-hmm.
and suggest a topic for the entire show or for a minisode. So, of course, we have to approve it. We have veto power. If you want to hear your topic as the main event,
right?
You have all the power.
Like if you suggest a topic, you know, what video game character has the juiciest buns? We're probably not going to pick that topic. Yeah. You know,
well, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
I would say the chef from Overcooked.
Yeah, so juicy.
Those cheeseburgers look delicious.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Literal buns. I thought maybe it was the chef from Parappa 2. Toast the buns.
It got a little Arnie in there. Well, toast those buns.
He does.
Come on,
he sounds like Arnold. Go back and listen. He sounds just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right. So anyway, that's enough adding.
Yeah
we're bad at adding for a while.
Also, I just wanted to throw
so
in
so many ads.
If you can't afford to support us on the Patreon, that's fine. Just head over to twitch.tv/sbfvgs. Mm. Use your free Amazon Prime, Twitch Prime subscribe. That helps us out too. So
yeah, there you go. There you go. I got to do it.
Yeah.
I should watch us sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
all right. And of course, there are more glorious tiers as well.
Yeah.
On the Patreon.
David's bathwater, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, the bathwater. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants that.
It's delicious.
Flying off the shelves.
And nutritious.
What?
In any direction.
You guys, it is topic time, meat and potatoes. Mm-hmm. It is my topic this week.
Sure
this
is. Night.
And so I have chosen.
Yeah.
You know, we've had quite a year already.
Oh, what a year. Know,
quite a year so far.
Yeah. Right.
And we're in a bit of a lull right now in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's still cool stuff coming out. And we're about to hit the busy season of the year, right?
It's right around
end
the
end of August, all the way through like November, mm-hmm. right? We're gonna have a ton of quality games, high profile games.
So many, actually. I'm looking at a list right now. There are so many games coming out.
It's insanity. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to get you boys together into a podcasting room
mm-hmm.
and just kind of pick your brains. What are you most excited about for this fall? What upcoming fall 2019 games just warm the cockles of your heart?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, first question, mm-hmm. is Sekiro coming out this fall? Should we talk more about Sekiro?
They're re-releasing Sekiro. I don't know if you heard about
this. What? Oh, let's talk about Sekiro.
Sekiro Fall Edition.
Oh, no.
It's the same game. Nothing's different.
Nothing's different, but it just comes out so we can talk about it more.
No.
For
Dana. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, man. So excited. I will say there is a new Destiny 2 expansion coming out that I will probably be playing and talk a lot about. So Mike is going to love
my
that.
Gosh.
So there you go. Turnabout is fair play.
Is there like cool sword ninjas and stuff in that game?
I'm sure there are.
All right. I might be into it then.
Okay.
All right. You tell me.
There's space sword ninjas, though. So
that doesn't sound like sword ninjas.
It's sword ninjas, but they're from space.
So let's. Do you guys have some? You have release calendars in front of you. You have some notes. Okay, let's talk August.
I got some notes.
Let's talk August first.
Oof. Yeah, I mean we're in the middle of August.
What do you
right
guys
now.
See? We are. We are. Yeah. It is the 15th. The Ides of August.
The Ides of August.
Everyone knows the very famous Ides of August.
You're gonna listen to this show. You're gonna learn new words. We were the first podcast to use Fortnite, I would think, and then Epic came out with a game called Fortnite, so everyone knows it now
because they're, the because so they're such big fans.
Yeah. Yeah. And now fans. We're talking about the Ides. So I mean, mm-hmm. you listen to this podcast, you're gonna get smort. So
S-M-O-R-T.
That's right.
Smort.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. So August, what's coming out, guys? What's warm in the castle?
Some of my favorite stuff I am the most excited about is coming out in August.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got? What you got, Mike?
Ooh.
What are you talking about?
Remedy's new game, Control.
Yeah.
Comes out in 2017.
Oh, that's coming out this
amazing.
Month.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. That's only like 2 weeks off.
That does look amazing. Yeah.
It looks real, real good. Looks kind of spooky and super trippy. And
it looks a lot like their Xbox exclusive Quantum Break, but like way trippier. Like it almost reminds me of like some weird Twin Peaks stuff going on. Mm. I don't know.
And hopefully less FMV. That's what I'm really hoping for.
I think there's none.
Oh,
none
good.
FMV
Perfect.
In this one.
Now, I guess before we get too far into our own list, why don't we should do the community question.
You want to back up? A little bit?
Let's see what the audience is jazzed for.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sure. And also, I would slyly say thank you, Ashley in the chat, for reminding us that we have some community answers to this question.
Yeah,
she posted in the chat. She's very excited about Man of Medan and Astral Chain. So.
Yeah, Man of Medan, I'm really jazzed for. That's
that looks
from
pretty
the,
crazy.
I don't know anything
that's from
about
the Until Dawn, the Until Dawn folks.
Oh.
It's their new game.
Spooky stuff.
Yeah.
So we put that community question out earlier today, and we got some cool responses back. It seems like several folks are very excited for Death Stranding.
Wow.
That seems to be on the tippy top of a lot of folks' lists.
For Ashley
put that on there. Josh Bailey, Gameskeeper Mike. NTFTT pod, John Layla, like a lot of folks are really, really excited about this Death Stranding, whatever this is.
Yeah.
It's a real indie title made by an unknown, but everyone's really excited to give this guy
Unproven
a shot.
Unproven studio.
Yeah.
First game.
It's their first game.
We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I'm excited for it. I think that game. I mean, I have no idea what it is. I think it's going to be cool, but I have no idea.
It's really hard
what it
to
is.
Set an expectation at this point because I just don't know what it is.
Either it's going to completely blow all our minds or it's going to be probably a lot like Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah. I think it's going to be better than Metal Gear Solid 5 because Konami was meddling with that
game. I get it.
What? Oh my gosh, that is not what I...
Metal Gear!
That was a good one, David.
Meddling
the
Gear!
The moderators are helping.
Meddling Gear. I feel like it'll be better because, like, they took Kojima's name off of Metal Gear Solid 5 because they changed... I mean, he left everything. All I'm saying is Metal Gear Solid 5, it feels like it was made with Kojima's hands tied behind his back. And Death Stranding feels more like he's been let loose into the world. And I'm very excited to see what he comes up with.
For good or ill.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, because it could be that thing of like, you know, like the band that has the really successful album. But it was because the producer had a lot of control over what they wanted to do and helped it to be, help focus it and make it awesome.
George Lucas's original trilogy versus the prequels.
For sure. Yep. Yeah. Like the second album comes out, they had complete creative control and it's a mess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it happens. It happens.
Yeah. It does.
But we'll see. I'm optimistic. I think it's going to be great. I think Kojima has proven himself. So, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's see what else is on here. We have Josh Bailey also wrote in and said Pokemon Sword and Shield. Yeah, I could see a lot of people being pretty excited about that game.
You know what? I'm actually pretty optimistic. I think it's going to be really good. I think I've never been that interested in like a real actual Pokemon game, but I've been playing so much Pokemon Go. I'm kind of tempted. Maybe this will be my first Pokemon game for like Pokemon.
You're basically an expert now, right?
Yeah.
I know about Mons. Yeah. I know about Pokies. Mm-hmm. I know about balls, Pokeballs. So
I'm so glad you clarified.
There's Ultra Balls.
Yeah.
There's Great Ultra Balls. Are great. And there's Good Balls. So
yeah,
that's what I know.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I need to save this topic. Hey, so we had some responses because our tweets come through on our Discord server. So we had some responses in there. We have Drunkle Gage is very excited about Borderlands 3.
Yeah, man, the second half of this year is nuts.
Yeah,
Nate McKeever also really excited about Borderlands.
Yeah, and we also had Deadwords in there. He said PC Building Simulator, which just came out.
Oh yes,
PS4.
I heard about this. And you build PCs with real licensed parts.
Yes, it's so easy.
It's like a Gran Turismo game.
It's hilarious.
But for building PCs in VR, in the virtual
world. Can you do it in VR? I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
I think you can. Maybe I'm throwing that in there. Because when I hear simulator, I just think, oh, I'm going to be doing this in VR. I'm going to be throwing like graphics cards over the cubicle wall like Job Simulator.
That sounds really fun, actually.
To finish up the last couple of community items, Quidjibo, Brett McLemore.
McLemore, not McLemore.
McLemore, got it.
I believe it's McCracken.
McCracken. They're all excited about Star Wars, the Jedi Fallen Order game that's coming out.
Yes. Yes. I forgot that was coming out.
David Murray said Jedi Dark Picture? I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
That sounds like
what that is.
Secret
Jedi Dark Picture.
We may have activated the sleeper agents. And Eric Kruger wrote in Cyberpunk, even though he remembered after the fact that it's not coming out this year, but he's still excited for it. More than anything that is coming out this year. So I think that's fair.
Okay.
That's everyone.
So, of course, now we double back to our first pick that we talked about, Control.
Yes.
August 27th. What else comes out that day, Michael?
That same day, a long coveted game.
Same day,
Knights and Bikes.
Yes,
what in from the world? Foam Sword. Oh man,
yeah. Mike and I played this at PSX.
Yeah, back in 2017.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Oh, it was really fun. I can't wait.
It's really, really good. It's got some puzzle elements, some like riding around town on your bikes as kids and fighting some stuff. And man, it's a good time. And the art style is great.
It looks adorbs.
Isn't it a couple Media Molecule people who broke
former,
off?
From Media Molecule folks. Yeah.
It's super, super charming. So definitely enjoy. And the demo, you remember the demo booth?
You actually sit
on a bike. Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Which turns out by the end of the demo, I was really done sitting on that thing.
It was pretty uncomfortable. But
that's how they get you to not stay forever.
That's true. Yep. It was very wise. Yeah.
Indeed. What do you got? Okay, so September comes along.
September.
What's tickling your fancy?
Well, now you
David?
Got your Borderlands 3. You got your Destiny 2. What's it called? Mm-hmm. Forsaken? No, it's what's it called?
I think that's October, isn't it?
Oh, is that October? Oh, you're right.
Shadowkeep.
Yeah, that is October. Never mind. Yeah. They delayed it. I forgot about that. I guess just Borderlands 2 for me on that list.
Borderlands 3.
I mean,
David's on top of it.
I'm very prepared for this topic.
It's like, well, it's already, he's in the future. It's already it was
that 15 minute margarita break we edited out.
Yeah. We just had another 15 minute toll. I drank two more margaritas in that.
You know, I've heard so many great things about Catherine.
Oh yeah.
And the remake is coming in September. I'm not sure. I haven't made it through, but I've heard it's a really fun puzzle game that has like kind of a complex story. But who knows? It could be super sleazy. We'll see.
I think it might be a little bit sleazy, but that's okay. Yeah. I forgot. Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening comes out in September.
I was shocked that you guys hadn't listened to this one yet
about it.
Yeah,
it looks. I'm probably the most excited about that game. That is probably my number one game that I'm most excited about this fall. So
I think the number one game that Mike should be excited about this fall is Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch Remastered. Coming to the Switch.
Well, he needs a Switch first.
Yeah, to get a Switch.
Yeah, get yourself a Switch.
Someone buy
so you
me
can
a Switch.
Play that. Yeah. No. play the Ni No Kuni finally on the Switch while your wife's like watching telly, you know.
Yeah.
That's how the Brits would say it. The telly. Right. Yeah. Mm. Do that, Mike. Come on.
I need
you to play this game.
I will. Well, now that I'm so used to catching Pokemon, like this seems like a natural transition.
Yeah.
So natural. Anyway. We're going to derail the show.
Gears 5. Anyone excited for Gears 5?
Next.
I feel bad because I'm sure there's lots of people that like Gears, but I've never owned an Xbox, so I haven't played the Gears series. It's hard for me to be excited about those games. I played the first one and I liked it.
The first one was great. Yeah,
the second one I co-opted with a friend of the show, Nick Wagner, and that was my favorite Gears experience right there. Playing all the way through the campaign with a buddy. Good time.
Yeah, I'd have to sign up for Xbox Game Pass or something and play through the other ones because I hate jumping in at like number 5. I just don't feel right about it.
You played the first one, right, Adam?
I did. Yeah, I played the first one. That was great.
You
it was
have
a good time.
3 games to play.
Yeah,
I just have the one. I only missed
and,
4.
Well, there's also there's a prequel one or something or
what?
Side story one too. Yeah, I think
I didn't know anything.
I can't keep up about any of that. Can't keep up.
I don't have Gears knowledge.
I can't keep up.
All right. So October, Destiny's Shadowkeep.
There it is.
David.
I'm marginally excited about this. I've kind of fallen off Destiny. Right. I haven't played it a lot. I've jumped in here and there just to like check in with the new stuff because they keep adding stuff. So I got to check it out. What's cool is really soon they're adding cross saves. So progress you make on PS4, you can like shut down your PS4, turn on your PC and continue that same character, which is really cool.
That they should have had that.
Oh, yeah, they should have, but I don't think Sony would let them. So, yeah. So that's going to be game changer. I'm still crossing my fingers for some cross play announcements sometime.
Are you going to play that on Stadia?
No, but, two of our listeners are Nick and, Deadwards. They both bought into the Stadia Founders Edition.
Wow.
And they're gonna try it on Stadia. So
we'll have to have one or both on to talk Stadia impressions.
They live in the same city, so maybe they could like be in the same room even.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Never know.
It's insane.
Yeah, insane.
You know what I'm jazzed for in October?
What's that?
Concrete Genie.
That's on my list too, for sure.
Yeah. October 8th.
Hey, that's my birthday.
So Concrete.
Sorry, I got really excited.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dan. So Concrete Genie is that one where you're like the little kid running around town and you can paint, like kind of light paint these creatures on the walls and then they come to life. And they'll help you solve puzzles and stuff. It's a really, really cool art style. Mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. really love the art style, the monsters and stuff. So looks
that,
cool.
That one has a VR component too, right?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know.
It says it on this
does
list.
It
says,
wow.
Pretty sure.
PSVR.
I don't think it's like the whole game's in VR. I think there's a VR mode for this thing.
I see.
That's cool. I bet it's just
some
like
cool spray painting or something.
I wonder if you're just like in the, you'll be like in the town and you just kind of look around like you would in Moss or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I like it.
We'll figure it out.
Big fan.
Also coming in late October, The Outer Worlds.
This game looks amazing. It's made by...
Not to be confused with Outer
Wilds.
Which
is already
like
out.
Adam and I have been doing for the last...
Yeah.
like
I even
month
went
and
out
half.
Of my way... Yeah, I even went out of my way to listen to a podcast that was talking about the Outer Worlds impressions on PS3 and or PS4. And I was like, oh my gosh, Outer Wilds is coming to PS4? No, certainly not. It was Outer Worlds. But this game looks
so
awesome,
confusing.
Too. It's, yeah. So basically, it's from the early impressions, a lot of people are saying this is Fallout New Vegas in like a cool space, like future, past
but
kind
a
of
little
look.
Smaller.
But it's smaller,
I'm
like
okay
40, 50 hours. You know, that's a long game for me, like
a
40, 50 hour game.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And I can, but I can usually still beat them when they're that length, like God of War or like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, that's true. I thought you were saying Fallout, like a normal Fallout game, but you were talking about
if
this game's going
to
be
40 like
hours?
70. I've heard 40 to 50 ish.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah. So like a manageable long game, you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's like 70, 80, 100, it takes me a lifetime, yeah. And I probably never
It'll be
do
all
it.
The way at the end so. Of your backlog snowball.
Yeah, I know. And I'll never get there. It's what about Luigi's Mansion 3?
I'm very excited about it.
Interested?
I never played the first one because that came out on the GameCube when I was like severely in debt, mm-hmm. and had no money. But then I did buy the 3DS one and enjoyed that one a lot. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's just like it's fun to see Nintendo doing something different with its Mario franchise. And this is like mm-hmm. one of the most different Mario games out there. That's not a sports game. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. It looks pretty fun.
Oh, quick aside. Yeah. I was playing some Mario Party with the uh-huh. family mm-hmm. and we discovered on the Switch a mode that we hadn't played before. And it is a baseball mode.
And is it Home Run Derby?
That sounds really weird. It's kind of like Over the Line.
Oh.
Like where you hit it to a certain spot and it's like a single or a double or a triple.
Oh, gotcha.
Or a home run.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like that, but it's 2-on-2. It is unbelievably fun. Wow. It's really good. Yeah. So you just like, you have like this cannon that you shoot the baseball down to the batter with. Uh-huh. And then the other person is like controlling like almost like it's like these paddles almost. They're like these little things to catch the ball with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, if you have Mario Party on Switch and you haven't tried that, I don't recommend it. It's a good time.
Okay. Fair enough.
Cool. So November. Are there any other Octobers?
That was
I didn't see any.
Okay. All right. So there's nothing really coming out in December of note, or at least nothing has been announced. Something sure. might slip into December. We'll see. But yeah, first, of course, top of the list.
Just Dance 2020.
Death Stranding.
Oh.
Oh.
Death Stranding.
Did you hear what I said?
November 8th. No, what did you say?
I said Just Dance 2020.
That's what I thought we were going. November 5th, Just Dance 2020.
Oh, I forgot Mike was on this.
I'm gonna
podcast.
Get my groove back.
Oh my goodness!
But that's fine. Talk about
talk
space
about whatever
baby
that game is.
Oh yeah, you got to save the babies from the ghosts.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to have
babies. Don't like ghosts.
You
everyone
know,
knows that
Guillermo del Toro is really scared about something in that game, and you got to mm-hmm, like yeah. mm-hmm. make help him not be so scared. You know,
it's got like a emo Troy Baker in it.
Yeah, emo Troy Baker.
Oh, so this is a funny story I heard somewhere recently that Keanu Reeves was actually rumored or I think recommended to Kojima for a role in this mm-hmm. game, and I believe it's the Mads Mikkelsen role.
Oh,
but Mads but. Kojima's like, no, I love
Kojima
Mads.
Is
I watched
in
tons of
love
Hannibal.
With Mads. Have you seen how often yeah. he retweets?
We're all, yes. we're all in love with Mads. Yeah. He's great.
He loves Mads. So he was just like, no, I'm sorry, Keanu. Even though Keanu's like top of the world and now he's in Cyberpunk.
He's in Cyberpunk. Yeah. He's fine. He bounced back.
He landed on his feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so pretty sweet. And of course, coming hot on the heels the very next week, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, which one are you getting, Adam?
David, we're getting Shield.
Okay.
Any particular reason? Because I don't know the difference between these games.
So one is a dog with a sword in his mouth, and one's a dog with a big fat shield on his face.
And you thought face shield, that's
face
the cool
shield,
one.
Way cooler.
Oh. Now I have to Google these guys and see what they look like.
It wasn't up to me. This is what my son
He picked
wants,
it out,
so
yeah. I'm thinking yeah, about going with sword, though, so that's good. We can like trade the Pokemon we don't get.
Oh my gosh. And then, of course, that same day.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is kind of crazy.
Oh my
Star
goodness.
Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Wow.
November 15th. That one is, that's close enough to Christmas that that might end up under the tree.
Okay.
We'll see. But I'd like to play it immediately because it looks like it's
it
going to have a cool
so
story.
Good.
In it.
Yeah, but
you're playing Titanfall 2 right now. It's the same development team.
I know.
So.
Yeah,
it's going to be like a Metroidvania, which is always cool.
I'm so impressed with Respawn.
They're really good. They're pushing themselves. Like Apex Legends was a complete success. Titanfall 2, not a critical success, but a very
it was a critical success,
but not a
yes, yeah.
massive success, I guess.
Not a financial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Financial.
They're a team to watch coming into this next generation of consoles. I think they're going to give us like a really like big like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like they're going to have like a game changer in the next gen of games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Old BMAC says, yeah, let's just hope EA doesn't get too involved with Respawn.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. That's the thing, because yeah, they're going to see Respawn doing so well, and EA's going to be like, ooh, loot boxes. How else can we
monetize? Look at all the money, all the revenue. All the sweet, sweet revenue.
Unlock even cuter robots by opening loot boxes.
I love the crazy eye. If you got to watch the stream, because you got to see David's crazy eye when he says stuff like this.
Yeah, more boxes. We need to monetize the whales. Sorry,
I also like that in David's mind. I'm pretty sure EA is run by Jeff Goldblum.
Now, okay, that's all I can say.
I thought you were. I was getting more of Mark Cerny vibes off of your
EA leadership.
Mark Cerny
is like,
oh no.
Okay, it was a similar cadence. But Mark Cerny isn't crazy like EA is. So
he's very level-headed. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very level-headed.
So that's the difference. I have my voice. I can't change that. But what I can do is change how insane they sound. Mm. And so they were like,
Now, I know you guys are big, big fans. Mm-hmm. And you play these games constantly and you'll never shut up about them and all that. Yeah. But Shenmue 3.
It's finally coming out.
It's finally coming out.
I never played
November
the first
19th.
One. Mm-hmm. Or the second one.
I've only played the first one.
I was being facetious bit, because I've never played any of them.
I played the first one. Yeah.
I know our pals over at the Married
to
Games
cast.
Yeah,
we'll have to get Gabe on when Shenmue 3 comes out.
Yeah, he's Mr. Yeah. Shenmue.
I miss Shenmue Saturdays.
Yeah.
I've got Shenmue somewhere in this room. I couldn't tell you where it is, but it's here somewhere.
Yeah, so I think I'm just more curious about the than anything. I don't know if I'll play it, but I'm just really curious because people have been waiting for it. Kind of the same way I was super curious about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
People have been waiting for it for so long. I just want to see what it turns out to be. You know, I hope people are happy with it.
I'm really, really curious to see if Shenmue 3 is anything like the original Shenmue games.
They can't
because
be.
I think if you went back right now and played original Shenmue,
you'd hate it.
Unless you're Gabe, you'd hate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually so like thorough with all the little things that you can do like day in and day out that I would find it highly irritating. I'm like,
I'm guessing they'll balance it out a little bit. You know, I bet they'll keep a lot of that Sim stuff though.
Mm.
You know,
I think it's kind of a staple of that series and they have to keep a lot of it, but I don't know. I'm really curious.
I think if they balance it out and it's not quite as overbearing, then
we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
And then, so do you guys have any other
Doom
honorable mentions for November?
I don't know if you played the 2016 version of Doom. It was incredible.
Oh yeah.
Like
that's the last one on my list. Here.
Here's the thing. Like, I grew up playing those old first person shooters. Like it's funny because I felt really guilty playing them like way back in the day. Like, I remember the first time I booted up Doom and you're like fighting demons and you've got a gun,
the Hellspawn and
you're
that.
Shooting. I felt more guilty about Wolfenstein because you're shooting people, but
but those people
if you
Nazis.
Remember too,
yeah, they are
Nazis.
That's
true.
It's true. Yeah.
They had it coming, you know. And that the crazy thing was like Doom was so like taboo.
Oh,
too,
it was
at the
it
time.
Was like sinful.
Like,
it was
Doom,
evil.
Doom and Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. Doom and Mortal Kombat both. It was like, oh, these are the games that are gonna rot your children's brains.
Yeah.
You know?
but I played them anyway.
I played them anyway, and I played Mortal Kombat on the Genesis.
Oh,
baby,
with all that
blood. If you catch my meaning.
He's winking right now because it had a lot of blood in it and
blood
like,
code.
Yeah, the
baby.
SNES.
You had to put the code.
You did have to put a code in.
Yeah,
I don't
put
think
a code
you had
in,
to,
yeah.
Did you on Genesis?
Genesis had the blood code. On SNES, it was just like green goop or sweat or
gross.
Something.
Like sweat. Yeah, yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Doom Eternal looks amazing. I really liked Doom 2016. Just give me more of that and I'm going to love it. So very excited.
I would love it if really bloody games had a sweat code these days.
Green goo code.
You know? Like, oh man, I chainsawed that guy in half and he's sweating so much.
As you do.
As you would.
Real, only realistic.
My last thing to mention is I did Google those two crazy dogs from the new Pokemon games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the one you're picking up looks like that dog has like the most 80s shoulder pads I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that's like, the one you guys are buying.
That's not the one I'm getting.
He's basically, he's like Shirley MacLaine.
You're right.
In Poke form.
Oh.
I like it.
Well, now you put it that way.
Yeah. End of the show plugs for all. You guys can keep up with us at sbfvgs.com. Ooh, that's where you can find links to our episodes and social media and Twitch channel.
Have we gone NPR?
Merchandise and more. If you like what we do, you want to see us doing more of it. Best ways to support the show are by supporting us on patreon.com/sbfvgs.
What would your NPR name be? You know how they all have to have like a very fancy name?
I really want to be Stormy Rivers, but I feel like I'd have to be a lady to pull it off.
Probably.
But anyway, this is Stormy Rivers, resuming the after the show plugs. Subscribe. You can support us by subscribing on twitch.tv/sbfvgs, as we mentioned during the ad. And leave us a delightful iTunes review if you get a second. You know, no big whoop. Head on over there. No big whoop, you know? So, very special thanks to Eric Kruger for our podcast logo and for his handsome face that is now back in America.
On the bed that's right behind me up until last night. And then he left.
Oh, we were this close to having him on the show.
I was busy last night. Otherwise, we were going to try to have him on, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, didn't work out.
We'll have him on soon. He's
now, is he leaving? He's leaving the country anymore, or is he back for good?
So it turns out you can only leave the country for about 100 days on a visa. So,
So then they're just like, you know what?
You got to go back.
You better get back here or you're getting out.
So
we'll boot you to, you know, island somewhere with only coconuts to eat.
But he's going
to
be traveling. Yes, he's going to be traveling within the country for a while. And then I'm sure he'll go somewhere else again sometime soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you have to like have a cool down period.
Basically,
get some America in you.
Get a little America.
You don't want to get too hoity-toity European.
That's right. Next thing you know, you'd be like having tea three times a day.
Oh, tea time and all this.
Exactly,
you know?
Oh,
what do you got there? A tray of biscuits?
Yeah, you start calling chips crisps all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. I need some crisps, you guys. what would you say? You lot, I need some crisps. It's tea
time. This podcast has come full circle.
It really did. It really, we bookended it with bad British accents.
Right. So good.
But great British snacks like the Jammy Dodger.
Ooh, the Jammy Dodger. Yeah.
Crumpets.
And I do enjoy a crumpet. That was for you, Craig, if you're listening.
You're welcome. And for you too, Fed. For both of you.
Yeah, and for Fed. Yeah.
Super best Fed.
And for Z-Doll.
Oh, yeah, Z-Doll. That's right.
My Poke buddy.
Yeah.
So you can, of course, follow us on Twitter at SBFVGS Podcast. I'm Barry White on there. That's B-U-R-Y-W-I-T-E. Mike is Taco Douglas, which is probably pretty good deep fried, if you ask me. I don't have to say. And David is David J. Tate. Uh-huh. You can feel free to send me a PSN friend request. Play games with me on there.
Play No Man's Sky. You get to see. So here's the thing. We didn't talk about this. If you're in VR in No Man's Sky, it like translates all of your gestures to your little avatar. So if you're playing in VR and someone in not VR joins, they can still see you moving around like you're Adam. And
see, I think I was being a fool because I was playing it with the DualShock 4 and not with the Move controllers. I gotta get back in and fix this. So anyway, send me a PSN friend request. That's Barry White on there also. And any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
I love pizza.
Deep fried
pizza.
Mike, what's your catchy sign off for the night?
Catchy sign off for the night. Oh my gosh, I didn't prepare anything.
I didn't either.
All right.
How could you do this?
That's
good.
That's pretty good, though.
I didn't prepare anything. That's just sign off.
It's like a fool.
You fool.
What a weird show.
It's an inside story. I'll explain next time.
It's a great show that we have here.
Maybe that'd be a good for story time minisode.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll do that one.
Yeah. All right. That's all the time we have for Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover episode 128. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back every 2 weeks with more up-to-the-minute Sekiro news and other talk on gaming. Hit us up with your questions, topics, or musings if you want to be part of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
See you guys.
Super Best Friends.
Okay. Why couldn't we pet the dog in Fable 2?
Because he was an interdimensional dog, you see. You can't just pet an interdimensional dog. Get with it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.